Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour number two coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, I like to check the headlines and try to catch up with, which it's impossible to catch up with the truth about guns.com. But joining us once again as we make the futile attempt of doing it is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
Let's talk about this simply because it makes me wonder about this guy that wrote this. But I saw it, too. I don't remember where I saw it. But let's talk about, do you have enough ammunition after the election?
Yeah, that was from TJ Media. And Stephen Cruiser was just noting all of the hysteria and threats that are being made online if the Republicans go ahead and follow through on nominating a replacement for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
right,
and confirming one. So
right.
I think we were already in for some crazy times.
Yeah, that
leading
was
up
quite
to and following the election.
Yeah.
So
this I don't know why I didn't see this coming, because it wasn't like RBG was in the pink or anything. She was holding on for all she was worth. But
well, I think it caught everybody by surprise, only because she'd been ill for so long.
Yeah,
and she'd had episodes, and she'd been away from the court, and she'd been in the hospital, and I think everybody thought that she was going to manage to hang on. At least through the election, after she had miscalculated so badly during the Obama years.
Right.
She was sure that Hillary would win, and she really wanted the first female president to name her replacement. So she was,
right.
That's why she didn't retire when President Obama could do it. Oops.
Now, I find the whole ammunition part of it interesting, simply because I don't know how many trillions of rounds of ammunition are in civilian hands, but I mean, I've got right at 10,000 rounds here myself, and I don't need enough. This, if things got really, really bad, and it got to the point to where I had to start tooling up and going out of doors, that's going to be over with in a week. I'm not going to run out of my stuff. You know? I'm not going to run out of my stuff. You got people like AOC, I saw AOC get out there and say she's making out like the dying wish of Ruth Bader Ginsburg somehow has some sort of bearing on what is and is not constitutional. And that's getting people that don't know. Ignorant people are looking at this going, yeah, we're going to have to kill these guys. They're out there not a bad, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, they made movies about her. She was important. And, so they don't want to go by her dying wish. Well, I think we just got to go out there and kill a few of these guys. They're going to be in for a shocker. I'm pretty sure of that one.
Yeah, I mean, there are fairly prominent people out there saying that, we need to burn everything if if Trump nominates someone and Mitch McConnell rams the nominee through, which is looking more and more like that's exactly what's going to happen with Mitt Romney getting on board. Surprise, surprise.
That's astonishing, isn't it? I mean, did we take a temperature? Did we like drill down to the middle of the earth to find out if hell froze over today or something?
It must be, at least maybe in Utah. But it's, by all counts, there are 51 votes right now. So there's not a damn thing that the Democrats can do to stop it now that we don't have a filibuster anymore for Supreme Court nominees. So the president says that he's going to name a nominee on Friday or Saturday. And I would guess then that McConnell is going to move with all due haste to get hearings scheduled and get that done before the election. Ginsburg herself was nominated and confirmed in 43 days.
Yep.
So it can be done.
Well, I mean, I saw somebody that was named and confirmed in 17 days. I don't remember who it was. It was probably during Obama's tenure, though, because back then the Republicans were like, well, he's the president, so he should get whatever he wants, you know?
Yeah, ole, you just wave it on through.
Yep.
McConnell has shown incredible adeptness at getting judges through the process. Now, most of those obviously are federal judges, certain courts of appeals and district courts. But I imagine that he's going to move this through fast. He's going to ram it through. So whatever the outcome of the election is on November 3rd, Trump will have had a major effect on the high court, and that will be a big plus.
Well, I mean, but they just got a new, basically everything is, Blumenthal got out there and said that. Every time one of them opens their mouth, I think we should just write this down in stone. But he says everything's on the table now. They want to pack the court. They want to ban guns. They want to, you know, all these things they want. They want to do, they want to give statehood to D.C., get two more senators out of that one.
Oh, don't forget Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, too.
Yeah, and that would be four more Democratic senators, and that's because they've looked at certain things. I mean, one day, all the liberals will live in the big cities, and they'll control the House, most likely, but we'll still control the Senate because every state gets two senators. They want to get rid of the Electoral College, all these things, so everything that they're making is turning into, everything they say becomes a election year issue, and they've got the least mentally agile candidate as their nominee. And I'm just sitting back. For a minute there, I was like, I wonder how ferocious they're going to be. And then I thought, wait a minute, they're killing people. How much more ferocious can they get?
Yeah, I don't know what Senator Blumenthal was yakking about, because saying everything's on the table now, because everything always was on the table. They were going to do this anyway. This is, they've been talking about this for months.
Can you imagine Senate Majority Leader Schumer?
Oh yeah, yeah, but yeah, that's exactly what they're hoping for. And if you look at the close Senate races, there's at least a 50-50 chance of that, maybe even slightly more.
I don't worry. The polls, I don't pay any attention to polls anymore. Even if they come out on our side, if they were to show me a poll where 99% of America wants to own a gun, I don't believe it.
I understand, and I tend to be the same way.
I
put a little more credence into the local polls rather than the national polls. They tend to be a little more accurate, but you're absolutely right. There's just no way to know.
Yeah. So coming up on the first break, you can find this and all kinds of other stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan and his group of writers get together daily, and they are just slinging content on a daily basis. That's thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Aerohipster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. I saw this article. We're going back a couple of days here simply because this looks like something that would be coming out of, Pravda.
What are we looking about?
14 wounded and 2 dead at illegal unsanctioned house party in Rochester, New York. I know New York is a totalitarian state run by Comrade Cuomo. I get that. I understand that it's okay for him to kill old people. Cuomo the killer, I get that too. I did not realize they had advanced to the point now to where you have to go get the state's permission to have a gathering.
Yeah, apparently, and I think these people were outside. There's about 100 people in a backyard, so you can. I'm guessing that social distancing wasn't really a thing that night.
Right.
And I don't know what set it all off, but somebody started shooting. I think somebody started shooting back, and pours all over. You have 14 wounded and 2 dead. So, yeah, and it, the chief of police sounded almost more peeved that they were all there not failing to distance socially, and they were shooting at each other.
Isn't that ridiculous? And plus, they also said they had no suspects in custody.
No. 100 people there, 14 bodies on the ground, or at least 14 wounded. You'd think at least some of them would know who was shooting, but
right.
Nobody was talking, at least not anytime soon. Now, maybe that's since changed. I have not followed up on that.
Well, I mean, they're making like this pastor Washington said whoever was the host of this party needs to be held accountable for this. Now, this is my thing. This is my thing, and I don't know how this is going to have to give, but something's going to have to give. We have existed on this planet with bugs and germs and all manner of things that can, you know, make us sick and kill us if it goes far enough and whatever, forever. And we're always going to do that. And despite mask wearing and social distancing and all these other things, everybody's going to end up having COVID-19. They might get it twice. Who knows? I don't know. And the other thing is that, is it more advantageous for someone to die from pneumonia than from COVID-19? Because people are dying from pneumonia every day. But nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about the flu. Nobody talks about cancer. Nobody's talking about heart attack, any of this other stuff, because 8,000 people die a day prematurely. And this has become the boogeyman. And it's become the thing where now that this is, you know, you can be hung for this. You can be ostracized for this. You can be, you know, and I mean, they're making up stuff as they go.
Yeah, and the so-called experts haven't been much of a help either. People like the CDC and others have issued edicts and then gone back and changed them again. And it's really eroded any confidence that the public has in in authorities and in the public health system in this country. I think they figure that nobody knows. Everybody's sort of feeling their own way. And people are just going to do whatever they're going to do. And if they get it, they get it. And if they don't, they don't.
Well, I mean, I feel no different about COVID-19 than I do about... I was calling around today because I'm hearing rumors that they're going to go ahead and try to figure out how to have SHOT Show. Have you heard that?
Oh, it's not rumors. They're going to have it.
Okay.
From talking to the NSSF, they will have it unless the state shuts down gatherings of that size. They're planning to have SHOT Show.
Okay. So I'm calling around to find a room, right? Because I do plan on driving there. I'm not going to get in any more tubes. And fly anymore. Not going to do that. Be driving through your hometown, Dan, on my way. But I'm looking for rooms and everything. And it comes up about, you know, they're going to, at Treasure Island, where I normally stay, COVID comes up. And I'm like, listen, son, I don't care anything about COVID. Okay? I don't care nothing about COVID. If somebody could prove to me that if I don't have COVID, I'm going to live forever, I would care. But that's just simply not the case. And he was like, yeah, I've had it too, and I don't care either. But, you know, I got to tell everybody this. But it's become part of the social stuff, hasn't it? And we ignore things like the shooting at the unauthorized house party of an illegal gathering.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you have to understand from a hotel's perspective, especially one of size and all that, they've got insurance and liability and lawyers, you know, so they've got to make sure they go through all the steps and inform everybody and what the risks are. And, you know, I traveled a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, and, you know, and then while I was there, you don't get daily maid service. At least I didn't in my hotel. It's a fairly nice hotel, but they don't do daily maid service. They only do it once every 5 days or something like that. You know, to minimize the exposure of the housekeeping people. Yeah, things have changed, and I don't think it's going to. I don't think we're going to go back anytime soon.
Well, I mean, we might, but I mean, I don't know if you saw this the other day or today, but now the CDC is saying that we published something we didn't mean to.
Yeah, and they seem to do that fairly regularly, like once every week.
Why would we listen to
that? And then go back on it a day later.
Yeah.
You know, these people have one job, communicable and infectious diseases, not gun violence research. Not
critical race theory.
Yeah, exactly. Not critical race theory. Not racism as a public health issue. Not gun violence as a public health issue. They need to concentrate on actual infectious diseases. And if they'd done a better job of that up front, we probably would have less of a problem with COVID now than we do. Obviously, they weren't going to get rid of it. The whole world has it. China ensured that it got out, and it's everywhere. So we were going to have a COVID problem no matter what.
Yeah, hang on for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And if a nominee actually reaches the floor, then I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney regarding President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, which the president announced will be made on Saturday. Meanwhile, delivering a virtual speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump is hitting China again over the global coronavirus pandemic.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Much of the West has been burning for weeks, and there's no let-up. Dozens of major wildfires are burning across several states. One of the most concerning fires is a wind-driven bobcat fire that's threatening more than 1,000 homes near Los Angeles. and you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats and Republicans still working to avenge another partial government shutdown. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week.
Tropical Storm Beta is moving inland and dumping a lot of rain on the Texas Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall Monday night, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say some areas could get more than a foot of rain. Despite being told to evacuate, these Gulf Coast residents tell NBC News they're staying put.
No, we stay for every tropical storm.
If it was a Category 4, we were in trouble, we would have been gone by now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alive. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And a very timely article, which is at the top of the page right now, is about concealed carry for beginners, which there's about 5 million plus potential beginners out there, huh?
Yeah, at least so far this year. Yeah. That's the estimate from the NSSF, and they know as much about that as anybody.
And Jeff Gonzalez wrote it. I mean, Jeff is a pretty well-known tactical trainer, well-respected kind of guy.
Very sharp guy. I know him pretty well. He's a Navy SEAL and a really good trainer, extremely patient, really deals well with new shooters. He's not the Arlie Irby, get-up-in-your-face kind of guy.
And his approach is absolutely genuine. Like when he starts out and he's talking about the gun, and he says the gun you're going to start carrying because you're going to start carrying one, but that's going to evolve as you become a more experienced shooter and gain experience with the ins and outs of everyday carry. Unless they fall victim to the Glock syndrome, which everybody seems to. Lots of people seem to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, even if you do, I mean, how many people do you know who bought a gun and stayed with that gun for, what, even more than a year, or much more than a year or 2 years. Just about everybody who buys a gun, buys their first gun, ends up buying another gun, or they start carrying that one. They said, you know, this is fine, but I tried my friend's pistol, and it's a little slimmer, carries a couple less rounds, but it's much more comfortable, weighs less, whatever, you know, almost nobody sticks with the first gun they buy.
Well, what I find is, it's especially for the new beginner concealed carrier, I find they either buy too much gun or not enough gun.
Yeah, exactly. Most often, I think it's too much gun. They buy, you know, they buy something that's probably a good choice for home defense, but is likely too big and heavy for them to carry comfortably and easily conceal.
When my sons were taking their concealed carry class, there was a kid there. He showed up with a Glock 20. And do you remember the Glocks, the Glock flashlight they used to sell, which looked like a fire hydrant with a clear plastic end on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had one of those on it. And I was like, wow, they saw you coming. And he's like, yeah, I've never shot before, but this is going to be my concealed carry handgun. I'm like, well, you watched a little too much Sonny Crockett. So anyway, he ended up having to qualify with the in South Carolina. You have to shoot 50 rounds to qualify. He ended up having to qualify with the instructor's gun because he pulled the trigger on that on the Glock 20, which the Glock 20 is a very good gun as far as handling full power 10 millimeter loads. They probably sold him like Underwood. I didn't see what he brought, but they probably sold him some Underwood. And, you know, he pulled the trigger on that, and he's like, whoa, you know, hand cannon. So that's what I find. I find that. He also talks about the holster. Now, right over here to my left, I have one of those Tupperware carriers that looks like it probably holds like, I don't know, 55 gallons. That's my holster holder.
I don't have quite that many, but I have a large number of holsters that I've gone through over the years. I still have many for guns that I no longer own. I've got, you know, some of the first ones I bought that were the floppy, junky, one-size-fits-all things that a lot of beginners buy when they don't know any better and they're too stupid to know that you need good retention and something that, you know, holds the gun firmly with some and you can draw and reholster with effectively. And yeah, we all accumulate that stuff over the years.
Right. So plus I have many paddle holsters. So the right holster is a key. Then there's the gun belt. The gun belt is what you're going to hang everything from. That of course is a given. Do you use a specific gun belt that you'd recommend to anybody?
I have a number of them. The one I've settled on that I like the most is called a bull belt. It's a bull hide belt, and I bought it from a company called Daltech Force or something like that, and it's a bull hide belt, and it's very comfortable. It looks like a normal belt. Nobody can tell that it's anything but it's reinforced, I think, with Kydex in the middle, a sandwich in the middle of the leather, so it stays nice and firm and supports just about any gun you could put on your hip. So it does a very nice job of that. And a gun belt is a thing a lot of people, especially new people that conceal carry, don't think they need. So I've got belts. You know, my $10 Walmart special do just fine.
Yeah.
Those things are usually soft and floppy and won't really do a good job of supporting your gun and holster.
He gives two really good points really quick. Now, if you're going to wear a regular shirt, like a regular T-shirt, then you're going to want to conceal inside the waistband. Then you got to be worried about what kind of pants you're wearing this in. And you need a bigger pair of pants to conceal inside the waistband, unless you're one of these guys that's 18 years old and you have a 27-inch waist. Which, you know.
Yeah. That which I've had since I was in fifth grade.
Right.
But that's it. Yeah, so sometimes you need a bigger pair of pants, or you can buy I found some fantastic pants from 5.11 and some from Under Armour give to them. You know, I guess they're made with spandex or something. They look like normal pants. They feel like normal pants, but they stretch. and they stretch enough to allow you to put a holster inside the waistband and wear it very comfortably all day long.
And that's primarily what you need as far as a belt and pants and shirts and all that. It's also going to depend on the gun you pick, because, like, if you pick a Glock 43, that's much easier to conceal than, say, a Glock 17, for example.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you can put a Glock 17 inside the waistband, but that's a big thing. You know, in the wintertime, that's a gun you probably want to carry. You're going to be much more comfortable carrying outside the waistband, but then you're going to need a larger shirt to probably wear it untucked, wear it open, wear a T-shirt underneath, or put a vest over it, you know, an outside a vest that you can wear inside, outside, that kind of thing. Not a shoot-me-first type vest, but a fleece kind of vest works
yeah.
for a lot of people. There's all kinds of ways to go, and you just need to kind of experiment and try different combinations.
I like the last comment of Jeff Gonzalez's article, with no pics of babes, I feel ripped off. Let me get you to hang on. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Dan's work and that of his writing team at thetruthaboutguns.com. There, this is truly breaking news as it pertains to the Second Amendment, right? The gun industry, the trends, equipment reviews, what have you. They cover it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and you guys actually have Dr. Miguel Faria, who writes for you on occasion.
He does.
He is quite the guy, and he wrote, I guess to follow up on an article that you had written, about how the Supreme Court needs to take up Second Amendment cases again. Although, you know, as I'm looking at this, and I've got an idea. This would at least be very much fun for us to do. Because Chuck Schumer, they just missed a meeting for election security to protest the Republicans wanting to vote on somebody in the Supreme Court, which this is going to radically change. I think if Comey had been on the court with 10 cases pending, they probably would have heard 10 cases. I don't know. But anyway, on Twitter.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
On Twitter, Schumer got out there and said, Dems are united in fighting to honor her last wish and all that's at stake for health care and Americans' rights. They're talking about Planned Parenthood when they're talking about health care. So here's what I think we should do. I think we should put on plate carriers, weapons, and then get video cameras and go film at Planned Parenthood. And when somebody comes out there and tries to say, this is a safe space, we disappear them. And as the ladies are coming out, go, listen, did you go in there for your bad back or for your rheumatism or your bad ankle? Or what kind of health care did you have addressed in Planned Parenthood today? Inquiring minds want to know. Then every time they send somebody out to try to run us off, we disappear. We just keep disappearing them. We get some good video content, and I mean, you guys become the biggest website on the planet.
We try to stay away from the whole abortion issue. We're a gun side, and that's really where we try to focus our efforts.
Well, I understand, but I mean, they get out there and they're talking about Black Lives Matter, and how many black babies get aborted every year? I mean, we're going to end up fighting these Black Lives Matter people.
It's funny because the Black Lives Matter people all of a sudden are changing their website and erasing some of the
all their Marxist stuff.
The
yeah,
things that, yeah, all the Tenet thing that they want to do away with the the family structure in the U.S. and their memory holding the fact that they're a Marxist organization, and all of a sudden, they find that that's inconvenient, and that people are turning against them. I assume their polling just looks is starting to look horrible.
It is.
People are realizing exactly what they stand for. You know, everybody understands, and nobody denies that Black Lives Matter. The organization, however, Black Lives Matter, is an entirely separate kettle of fish, and they don't care about black lives. They don't care. Certainly, don't care about black livelihoods because they've destroyed right. a huge number of them. And now they seem to be whitewashing, so to speak, no pun intended, their website and trying to make their improve their image, or at least gaslight people into thinking that they aren't something that they actually are.
What? I'm looking at everything they're trying to do, and the hysterics they're in. Like, Pelosi got out the other day, and it looked like she was having a stroke when she was talking to Stephan Papadopoulos, and he asked her about impeachment. That's sort of stupid, isn't it? I mean, to get out there and say, well, if the president doesn't do as we wish, you know, even though he was elected and Hillary wasn't, we're going to impeach him for him doing what he can constitutionally get away with doing.
Yeah, I love how he said some people are talking about impeachment. Of course, nobody was talking about impeachment. He just threw that up there. I mean, literally nobody was talking about impeaching the president for nominating somebody to fill an empty Supreme Court seat. Even the craziest lefties in Congress and in the Senate hadn't even thought of that one. But George did, and he threw that softball up to Nancy, who, of course, wouldn't discount the possibility, as if the well, first of all, they've already impeached him once. Do you really think he cares if they impeach him again?
Yeah.
Second of all, I think even some Democrats would vote against impeaching a president for nominating a Supreme Court justice, as it is his duty as laid out in the United States Constitution. There have to be at least some Democrats who would blanch at that.
I don't understand what the Democrats think is going on here, because they have held up financial relief for Americans who are still out of work because everybody's afraid to go to work, right? They held up that in order, because they wanted money to give to the states that were in the red already, right? They wanted that, so they've held up that. You got they're holding up all this stuff, and at the same time they're encouraging all this violence, and all along the way they're like, if this president doesn't do what we don't want or what we want, we're going to impeach him. Well, what is the high crime and misdemeanor? I guess that, did Stephan Papadopoulos say when he was asking, are you going to impeach him for following the Constitution?
Yeah, apparently in his book, and Nancy wasn't going to deny it, nominating someone to fill in a vacant Supreme Court seat, it constitutes a high crime or misdemeanor. That's some twisted logic right there. And, you know, interesting thing, you say that Democrats have been encouraging violence. They certainly were silent on it for months and months. But last week, Nancy made a beeline for the House floor, grabbed a microphone, and out of the blue said, goodness gracious, we certainly condemn all this this violence and rioting and looting and burning. These things are all terrible, and we don't support them. Obviously, they got some updated polling results.
They're polling bad.
Killed on that, and she felt the need to get out there and make a public statement out of the blue. I mean, literally, they weren't talking about anything having to do with it, but she made sure that she got out there and got that on the record.
I see this thing on Twitter in this article about Reza Aslan. If they even try to replace RBG, we burn the entire blanking thing down. Who's we?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's these combatants that are going to roll in and take down the city?
Who's this we stuff?
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to have to look on his Twitter right quick while we're talking. Oh, he's
an academic, I believe.
He said, I'd rather be divisive than indecisive. yeah. Anyway. And they anyway, I'm not going that way. Leftists never have to say I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Being a progressive means never having doubts and never having to say you're sorry.
Yep. So yeah, I get a kick out of those guys that get out there and say, we're going to burn the entire thing down. You're going to get killed. You guys are going to roll. You're going to have your Molotov cocktails out. Somebody's going to say, you know, I may feel threatened by that Molotov cocktail. And they're going to blow you out from under it. And then it's going to land at your feet and break. And you're going to be on fire while you're bleeding out.
Yeah,
and that's reality.
It's one thing to stay in the safety of your home and bang out on your iPhone or your keyboard. You know, we're going to burn the whole thing down. But Raisa Aslan has no intent of doing anything of this kind. And all he would do is sit back and cheer while other people burn the neighborhoods of
do this, though.
Of people. Of people in urban areas.
Find me his address.
Ruin their livelihoods.
Find me his address.
Make life much more difficult.
You've heard of Grubhub?
I have.
We're gonna do some violence delivery. We're going to have an app for that. We're going to put an app out for violence delivery. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir, as always.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Go check them out. When we get back, we're going to talk to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're going to talk about who's probably going to be the Supreme Court nominee. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.